Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr. Welcome back. And a very serious topic now, Michael.
That's right. Well, on the show today, we've got Teresa Scott, who's chair of the board of the National Child Protection Week. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So tell us a little bit about the week.
All right. Well, National Child Protection Week is held every year to promote awareness in the community about the extent of child abuse and neglect, which is a very serious social problem in Australia. But we use this week to try and give people a sense of ideas about what they can do to help prevent it from happening in the first place.
Mm. Now, the statistics are fairly horrific, aren't they, in terms of children that are being abused?
Yes, unfortunately, more than 30,000 children are abused each year in Australia. And, you know, a lot of those kids end up being abused again and again. So this is not a very good reflection on the way that we value our children. And I think that a wealthy country like Australia can do a lot better than that.
That's right. But in terms of a community, when a child has been abused and someone may have an inkling or be aware of it, whether it's a family member or, you know, a teacher or wherever, how do you actually wave that flag? What, give us some tips or some ideas of how we actually would voice that.
Okay. Each state and territory has a statutory, you know, child protection agency, which people, if they are deeply concerned about a child being imminently harmed or abused, that they should make a call. They can do that absolutely anonymously and pass on that information about their concerns. So, you know, people should definitely do that if they're very worried about the well-being of a child. But I suppose what we're trying to say is that, you know, often the signs are there a lot earlier that a family might be struggling to really look after their kids as well as we would like.
Yeah.
And if we're aware of that, then maybe we sort of extend the hand of friendship a little bit earlier in the piece, or, you know, to your neighbours if you know, for instance, that they've had a new baby and they've already got a couple of little toddlers and, you know, life is incredibly stressful when you've got a newborn. So maybe offering to babysit the other kids for a couple of hours and give them a break, that can be a real circuit breaker to break the stress that parents feel.
It is sad though, isn't it, in our community that we tend to know, you know, celebrities' names and their children's names, and yet in our own street or apartment buildings, we really don't even know our neighbours.
I know. I mean, society has changed a lot and we don't tend to know the people in our street, and we also don't have our families close.
That's right.
And this actually puts enormous stress on the job of parenting.
Yes.
As we all know, babies don't come with an instruction booklet.
No.
And they certainly don't all come out the same.
And I suppose, too, when you're talking about protection of children, we're also not talking about sexual. We're talking about mental abuse and physical abuse as well, which is also sad.
Absolutely
that happens.
Right. I think when people hear the word abuse and neglect, they immediately think physical abuse and sexual abuse.
Mm.
But in fact, one of the most common forms of abuse is emotional or psychological abuse and neglect. So that can mean the way that children are ignored or put down or told constantly that they're, you know, idiots or stupid or not wanted or rejected, scapegoated. These can have a deep psychological impact. So when you see, if a teacher notices that a child is really, really withdrawn or has changed their behaviour from being quite happy in the classroom to suddenly fighting with the other kids a lot or not fighting with them and just being quiet in the corner, that can be, you know, a bit of an alarm bell going on, thinking, oh, what's happening for that little kid? You know, I wonder what's going on.
It's about being mindful.
It is.
There you go.
It is.
For more details, jump onto mindfood.com.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.